Okay, Meme, Imnin Siyam Asa Hashana Betlas to Prunus. It's a very tifa, it's a short one, but it's a very, very tifa one. And if we'll hurry, we won't finish it. Imnin Siyam Hashana Betlas to Prunus of Shevet and Nechemta. So the year finishes off with Tlas to Prunus, three of Torahs of Prunus, and Shevet and Nechemta. Shemaftirim Be'esa Shabbos Zachron in the Kol Shana. Shehi Siyam HaKoyim HaShleim, which is the Siyam, the end of the Koyim HaShleim. So that's the end of the Koyim HaShleim of Zman Shel Klal HaBriya, which is in the Esa Sfiris. Shehi Kibriyosa Shel Oilam, that's like the Briyas Oilam, which is Bereshech HaShoycha, right? Gimel Paranosa corresponds to the Choycheich, which is at the beginning, V'hod HaNohira. And then it's always the Ora. Al-Dach Sh'Omer Tzadik and Tchelon Sin Yisurim and Soib M'Shalva. So Tchelon Sin Yisurim is the Gimel de Paranosa, Soib M'Shalva is the Shevet HaNechemt. V'yadu Ada Aschol HaMechulik L'Sholish. Every Aschol is Mechulik L'Sholish. In other words, the Moichen of something is always the Aschol. V'asoif by Tzos Adov L'Apoel Mechulik L'Sheva. The Midas Ada Hitzah Gilui of the Gilui L'Apoel of the Machshava. Always that way. Knows the moichin, the chacham is always the beginning of the plan. You have the whole picture in you. The bina is getting it ready. The das brings it down to the kli hapoel, which is the zayin midas. That's always how the esses spheres works. Kanoin that we say the esses spheres. Shalosh shoyin is a koyach zamachshav. Shavat achtoyin is a koyach zamshochel hapoel. They're the koyach of the hamshochel hapoel. Well, there's shomer b'tchil al hamachshav alivrei b'midas abdin v'chakach shita mitzrach and then the rabbi shalom is mashat mitzrach. Umizem ashomer b'rakiva. Kach ala b'machshava lefaner. He was being tortured to death. Rabbi Shalom said, Kach ala b'machshava lefaner. It's lema kifia machshava sheyeh b'midas adin. The machshava of the Bria was that it should be b'midas adin. We call mokam lechoshid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu da'o b'dina b'loidina af b'midas adin. Even though the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to create the world of b'midas adin, you can't have things b'poil which are not b'midas adin. The b'poil has got to be mo'itzi the machshava. So you can't say, Kach ala b'machshava. Ke'ilu, this is what I wanted it to be, but if he didn't deserve it, it won't happen. Originally, Rabbi Shalom wanted it to be, but before we know the world was created by Rachamim as well. So, what's Pshat by Rabbi Akiva? That his end was also Al Pidin. It's not Kafila Seder. The Kafila Seder is that it's the Ketchila not Toiv, and in the end is Toiv. By Rabbi Akiva, the Tchila is to create the world by Din. And what was the Soif? The Soif, Rabbi Akiva also wasn't Kilu. Also wasn't Berachman. Hutan zutar zuschar. It's mashma. It's not pidin. Shame agi le pidin ze. So the Meiser Rakiva needs a beer. You can't say kach olav machshava because the machshava's got to clap with the bepoil as well. Ba'omim ba'emes yidua, the koyach is a machshava, shom ha'din b'tachlis ha'edem. Koyach is a machshava, the din is there b'tachlis ha'edem, we don't understand. Ve'en gilui din klal el b'yitziya b'poel. The gilui of the din, to understand the din, it's only when it comes out. V'zeh l'chera ha'hepach ha'nizka. L'chera, this is the din, that you should be tortured to death. That was the din. That's the din of Rabbi Akiva b'soif. What's the pshat? That's the kasha.
What
the kasha? Kasha is, by Rabbi Akiva, you see the Bepoil. The derech is that the Tchila is Surin, Tzadik, Surin, and Soifim, Shalva. Rabbi Akiva didn't have that. So where was that? That Rabbi Akiva shouldn't have that Shalva in the end. Where is that rooted? And he shouldn't have the Shalva either in the end. So Rabbi Shalom says, Kal Chalo Machshova, that was the Machshova. And Machshava's also got to have some fair. If the derech is the tzaddikim tchilasa mshalva with tchilasim yisurim, and then the nizbara and then the sefer mshalva, that's the fair and hoga kilu with the midasa by tzaddikim. So why that wasn't the case by Rabbi Akiva? So why did Rabbi Akiva have? Why did Rabbi Akiva have the yisurim at the end? Where's the din over there? Al pi din it should be that the tzaddikim they get their shalva, they get tchilasim yisurim with sefer mshalva. I mean, he didn't have that. So where's the din amiti over here? Why is it different? Normally you say it'll be good at the end. It's only a hachonah, it's going to be good at the end. Say this, I understand al pi din. Akiva, where was that din? How is this a gilui of the machshava akaduma? He didn't deserve what happened. Where was the din? אבל עיקר החילוק, אבל אין החילוק במחשב ולסויף, היינו ליאס עושה, החילוק בין המחשב ולסויף איז, ליאס עושה אלוקים העולם יושע, והם הביקשו חשבונס רבן, ומה שמוסה הבחיר. והרבן שלנו קראת הפסן יושע, והם הביקשו חשבונס רבן, והרבן שלנו גאה בפסן בחיר, חשבוך רוצה שיבחל רק בטויב, וזה תכלס מחובן של מחשבוס יסברך בבריאה לביעיד של מבויך בטוי וחכי בן של נושא הבחיר לאודם סינס לבן שלנו גיב לבחיר את לאודם הרי סילק רוצה אין מחשבתי בזה כביוך לבן שלנו זה מסליק מחשבתי כזה יש תליבי רק תלי אודם ומכל מוקם על האמס האמס יש גם אחר של נושא הבחיר עדיין הכל ממנו even after that it is בחיר כביוך it seems like לבן שלנו זה מסליק is מחשובה in order that we can have בחיר He needs to know that even after the Ben Shloilom gave us Bechir and Ke'il was nostalgic from us, Adayna kol mimenu, k'mo shenema ki mimcha ha-koil, l'inyin ha-toiva. V'chein l'inyin ha-hepach, and the chiddush is the even ha-hepach. Lama tisanu, he brings the posuk, Lama tisanu Hashem midrachecha, takshiach libeinu miyurasecha, k'ilu was saying, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it difficult for us to have Yerushamayim? וזוי תכלס הבחיר. לתכלס הבחיר is to realize להגיע על יודה לידי ברור שאינו נלבד גם משני ברעינו. הכי נבט הוא שלא יהיה נברעינו, אתה אומר שני ברעינו. In other words, רבן שמע זה מחשובה. But he lets the bepoil to us. That's what Bechir basically is. He wants it to be good. He wants us to be Boich HaBetoyev. But he's Mesalik, his Machshova. And the bepoil is up to us whether we're Boich HaBetoyev, whether we're not Boich HaBetoyev. But the Oymek is that what? The Oymek is that even though the Bechir, the Bepoil is up to us, but the Maisa, the Bepoil is also Miyad Hashem. The Bepoil is also Miyad Hashem. And that's the Tachlas of Bechir, to get to Yidia Brura, Sh'ena Nelvado, even when the world is created with Bepoil, and the Yid has Bechir, even then, there's a Bechir of Ena Nelvado. That's called being Makasha, the Bepoil, to the Mechshov. If you say that Ben Shalom is nostalgic, Chas V'Shalom, because we got Bechira, so then Kilu, there's no connection between the Koyach and the Bepoil. Ben Shalom had his plan Bekoyach, and it's all up to us whether we might see a Bepoil. That's what a person would think is Bechira. But the Shlemus Emunah is the Einad Melvade. Einad Melvade means that even Mishnevroilam means even when we're dealing with the Bepoil, the Koyachus. It's still the Rabban Shalom said. That's called being Makasha, the Machshava, to the Poel. Zui Tzurosa Shal Yaakov Avinu. That's the Tzur of Yaakov Avinu, Shechakuka Bekisa Kovet, Shal Tzurosa, Tzur of Yaakov Avinu, Koleles, Kol HaTzurus Ben HaShvashas B'Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is the Chakul Yisrael. Zeo Kavim Tzoy. Yaakov Avinu is the Kavim Tzoy. Yaakov Avinu Mila Tzferes. Mila Tzferes is the Kavim Tzoy. And the Kavim Tzoy is Mechava, the Sheva, Tachtoinis, Im, Shalish, Rishoinois. In other words, the way the kavin work is the kav yamin and smoil, right? Is the ones the zmoichin, and then the middle starts with chesed gevur and teferes. The bepoil starts with yamin and smoil. Yaakovin is the middle of teferes, and teferes is the kavin tzoy. But the kavin tzoy is mechuba to goes mi'aroish b'riach haticha, and it goes from the top to the bottom. That's the kavin tzoy. Bepoil means that Yaakovin is the one who's megala that the bepoil. And Makusha to the Bekoyach. In other words, Machshavosa Yisborach is also Nichlal in the Bepoil. It's not Chas V'Shalom that there's a Moyach and then there's a Hepsik and then there's a Bepoil. Yaakovina, the Kavim Tzoy is Megala, that it's one Kav. The Kavim Tzoy goes all the way from Kesed down to Malchus. That's the Kavim Tzoy, which means it's Makasha all the Bepoils, Malchus is the Iker Bepoil. And it's Makasha all the Bepoils to the Bekoyach. That's the Tzurasa Shal Yaakovina. Yaakovina is the Koyach that's Mevarek. That Be'etzem, the Tachlis HaBechira is to realize that even the Bepoil is a Bechin of Eina and Levada.
I've had this before, that Amalek is connected to that Kavim
Tzoy, etc.
Yeah.
That's Bechira Biyado. That's right. It's up to you. That's the Sod of Koichi Voitzi. It is up to me. Very good. That's right. Amalek goes all the way up. That's right. So we have a kichfiya machshava shi yakoil al derech toiv shkoyach. And so zeh kavim tzoy hamechav yashev hatachtoines hamshalosh v'shoines liyo is kula achad mamish. It's kula achad mamish. So we have a kichfiya machshava shi yakoil al derech toiv kichfiya machshava shi yakoil al derech toiv hine zeh nikro b'midas adin. Kichfiya machshava that Rabbeinu Shlomo wants everything to be toiv. That's called midas adin, the tachlas abriya lehetiv. So the Boreh Boreh wants to be meitiv. So everything should work al derech hatoiv. That's called midas adin, because that's carrying out the machshava. Kshatoiv magia b'mishpat, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol forces through the toiv b'mishpat, v'daish is a nikra. It's even called toiv ma'oid, because then the Boreh Boreh is bringing the toiv al yedei din. So that's for sure toiv ma'oid. Boreh Boreh is retzayna lehetiv. So the din is that everything should be meitiv, everything should be good. That's the machshava, that everything should be good. If the Baruch Shalom fears the side, if the Baruch Shalom makes sure it happens, I'll be mishpot, I'll be din and mishpot, then that's for sure toiv. Because then the toiv and the din go together. And that's the klal, so that the vezeo should omr chazal, should say yetzah toiv. Toiv mo'oid is yetzah toiv, moves shinah, should call zeh, bitl atoiv. All these things seem bitl, they don't go together with toiv, moves shinah. That's all part of the toiv mo'oid. The Hainu Shashem is Baruch Rotsa Liya is toiv mo'oid. And zeh aladei she koyach bechira v'yetzahara v'heim yivcheru b'toiv. V'mizeh nimshach achakach ma'ashe nimshach. We should have the yetzahara and we should have all the koyach esara and we should be boicha b'toiv. V'liya is gam achakach kulo echad v'meila gam achakach zeh nikra toiv mo'oid. V'hainu meanwhile there's Misa and there's Shena and there's Ra and there's everything. What's the Pshat? L'osit Kshivula Amoves L'netzach V'yizbayar Yetzahora Yivura Eich Zeh Michlal Toiv Mo'oid Shalidei Zeh Giyah Toiv B'mishpat. So Tivin Akudah V'chazal talk about this the whole time. That's the vote of Tzadikim Tchelos and Yisurim Shoyim Soifim Yishalva. So once you know that the Soifim Yishalva comes through the Yisurim, so the Soif is Nizbara, the Yisurim was Toiv Mo'oid. Why? Because that was bringing him, that was the biru, that was bringing him to the shalva that comes at the end. So lasa lova, it's nizbara, how that's even better, that's the bechina of toiv mo'ed. Something that seems bad, something that seems chashchustik. Yisra no'oyman ha'choshech, when it's nizbara, that was really good, that's really better than a regular standard toiv. A regular standard toiv is a toiv. It's like the kid who's always the goody. So he's toiv. Over the one who fought, it was a chevraman, and this and that, at the end, he's at the end when it's Nizbara, that all those koichas and all the narishkeit that he did when he was young, it was all hachana for him to, you know, get rid of all that, to be toiv, so he's a toiv mo'id. So that's mamish adin, that's the Rabbeinu Ritzoyin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehetiv. Somehow that gets, when it's the osid Nizbara, that got to the toiv, so that's a vadai, a bechina of toiv mo'id. It's like a toiv, which is a toiv, which is a yisra and a toiv, that comes out of the choshech. And that's the Ikkis Barus, that's why the Ikka Toiv comes after Tzadikim Tchelos and Bisurin. Tchelos and Bisurin can mean that they struggle and the Sheva Yipak Tzadik will come. The Maisa eventually, when they reach the Toiv, they reach the Toiv Moed. They reach the Dag of the Batshuva, that's the Bechina of Toiv Moed. So all these things are Hepecha Toiv, but they're not Hepecha Toiv Moed. And as the Lom is going to be in his Gala, all these things be Emes of Toiv Moed. So in Evadaya, Betchilas Machshavot, says Baruch Shiyeh, now comes the big Yisod, Chilik between the Yidden and Goyim. Vadai, this is where the Ikki Yisod, what he's saying over here, is more the Ikki Yisod. V'hinei Evadai, Hoya Betchilas Machshavot, says Baruch Shiyeh, Chilik in Madrigus, when Yisrael Akka. Right, it was always, Rabban Shalom was Boicha in Yisrael a long time ago, before Bria Soilam. Dim Loin Kein, Mi'ayin Eshav Ezeh Chakach, how did it happen afterwards? So right at the beginning, Mitchilas Machshavos is Baruch, it was already inspired, there's going to be Chilukim Madregas between Yisrael and the Goyim. Lekach Briyus Shel Olam, that is Briyus Olam, Chashoicho and Ahoira. Ach Kiven, Shemachshava Hoya HaKol Toiv. So if the Akum, we also thought about right at the beginning, and Machshava HaKadosh Baruch is a Toiv, HaKol Toiv, Vada Yigama Akum Loi Hoya Mechuvin Shiyu Kamo Shayim. The mechuvan of the goyim isn't that they should be where they were today. What was going to be the difference between a yid and a goyim? Explain. Al zeh nema b'hoye kasha de misi lasis lahem es lachem. Kilu by the klal, the pasuk says, Baruch Shalom says, what I was kilu de misi lasis lahem, whatever I was planning to do to them, the dimyon es lachem, I'm going to do to you to punish you. V'lo yama kasha sisi, doesn't mean chas v'shalom, doesn't say chas v'shalom kasha sisi. Lasis lahem. Why? Shekva osa ra la'amimin, because b'poyel la'amimin. The poil, the amim were bad. Lil hachi is called an ashomen. It's a mitzvah to massacre them. Hoy oin she shah umus chalil lasses can be Israel. Hak the bunch them never chasu shom will never do an avado in tekrad Israel like he did with the musoilim. So what does it mean? Demisi ki ilu demisi lasses lahem es lachem. Ki avado in akum or avado nitzchi. רק כאשר במיסי, הצלויים כמו שעולו במחשבה, כמו שעולו במחשבה. So what does this mean? מצד מחשבו שאי יסבורך, שיהיו ישראל דבוקים בו ישראל ממש, כמו שיהיה לעשות. מצד המחשוב of הקדוש ברוך הוא לכלל ישראל should be דבוקים בו הם, דבוקים בו always, and like it's going to be לעשות לו. And that same point where the Rebbe Shlomo was thinking of Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should always be dvukin to Hashem, hoya at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'machshava, kavi yochon sheha'akim yiyu kamoi shehem Yisrael achshav. That the akim should be like the Klal Yisrael are now, meaning, shlo yuchlu lekabal roiv toiv v'boilam hazeh. They shouldn't be able to be mekabal roiv toiv v'boilam hazeh. In other words, the Rebbe Shlomo thought, kavi yochon, the original plan was that Klal Yisrael would be baking back HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also in Olam Hazeh and also in Olam Haba, a straight Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about the Goyim? The Goyim were going to be, the Rebbe Shlomo's plan was, they're much more Gashmis than the Yidden. So the Goyim, the plan of the Goyim was that as it is now, Bepoel with Yidden, after we sinned and everything, we have to go through a Birur in this world. That was the original plan that it should be for the Goyim. But it should be by them, Soif and Shalva as well. Exactly the same that it is by Yidden today. Chilasan Bisurim, Soif and Shalva. That was the original plan that it should be like that by the Goyim. Chal Yisrael's original, Brian Shalom's original plan for Yidden is that Yidden should be Dvukin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kol Hazman. You should have Shalva down here, Shalva up there. It should be Dvukin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Hazman. The Goyim, the original plan for the Goyim was that the Goyim are going to be like what happened by the Yid today. The Taka Yitzhar, the Taka Goyim. But they should be a sof a birra for them, and all these tchilas and yisurin will be mevar the goyim. Besoif will be good for the goyim as well. That was the original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael and goyim. What happened with Poel was that the Yidden were choyte. So the plan that was for the goyim, the Yidden got. And therefore, since the Yidden were choyte, we need a birra. And therefore, by Yidden is the bechina of tchilas and yisurin, besoif and shalva. And the goyim who was supposed to be tchilas and yisurin, besoif and shalva, they lost the Soif and Shalva as well, and they have a Avada in Nitzchi. That's what the original plan was, and that's what happened. Yeah, you understood that? He switched. He's going to say that. Through the Chet, the Goyim are completely Nichras. The Yisrael Shavu Kamoi Shahoya B'machshav Arumas Oilam. And Klal Yisrael B'poil, like Hashem had planned for the Goyim B'koyach. Understand?
Right.
Yisrael B'poyel is like it was supposed to be for the Goyim B'koyach.
And why do the Goyim get pushed down? Because of our sins.
What do you mean because of our sins?
Saying we're supposed to be plus of the Shalva, the Sof of the Shalva.
Because that's what he's saying. The Goyim, everyone went down a Darga.
I think that they're going down a Darga because since we got knocked down a Darga,
when they go down, because they go all the way down, they're already half down. So the Shaila is, they're already down, but the Shaykh a Biru. And they lost the opportunity to have a Biru, like that Paroi. After five times, he lost his opportunity to have a Biru. But Klal Yisrael was supposed to be Dobek and not have to go through any Surim Chas V'Shalom. Yisrael shovu kumoi shoyu b'machshov al umas ha'ilam she'ein ha'koiches v'horatzoynes v'ha'pa'ulois nimshochim kol kach ach ha'rotzen Hashem Yisborach. The koiches and the ratzoynes and the pa'ulois are not nimshochim kol kach ach ha'rotzen Hashem Yisborach. In other words, that was the way the goyim were b'machshov. They shouldn't be dobok and holy like straight away. Shabbat Yitzara pulls them away from Hashem. And then they should need a beer, and then they'll go good. That's what happened to Yisrael B'Poel. Achim kol zeh, sh'rosh and dovek b'lekim chayim. Kol zeh is, even though Klal Yisrael now have a problem, because after the chet, we have to go through a beer and olam hazeh, but b'shoyrish Klal Yisrael is still dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nimtza, ma she'ein Yisrael yechoyinim nakabel roiv toive b'olam hazeh, that which Klal Yisrael can't get roiv toive b'olam hazeh, rak mitzad sheherus masam, kibchus parnasasam, it's the lashon of the Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin, rachman on etzlan. But ba'akim hu lehepach, by the goyim it's faked. Shoyroshim hoyi beratzen Hashem, hoyi roi sheyi akein. It was roi that they should have it chilosin yisur and soyim mishalva. It's such a heru maseim, because the maisim were bad, yish lehem mishalva sarashoyim faked, lekapchom o'elam abo. In other words, they have shalva down, goyim have shalva down here. In other words, let's look at Bepoel. What happens now Bepoel? The point is that the Goyim have Shalva down here because they have an Avada Nitzchi. And the Yisrael, what's the point by Yisrael? They don't have shalva down here. Why? Because since they're dvekin benitzchi, so therefore they don't have shalva down here. In order to repair them, that they should have a nitzchi stikatikun. So bepoil, let's look at the v'chshar, the bekoyach. Let's look at the bepoil. Poil of Eden is should be all good. Poil of goyim is they should have a biru, because goyim naturally haven't got the dvekas of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they have a tendency to go away. And therefore, they're going to have a hard olam hazeh, and that's going to be mavarid. What happened with poil? Poil is the Eden sin. So the Eden took the mahalach of the goyim. But they now turned away from Hashem, they need a biru. And the goyim can't have a biru. So if the punishment and everything is for biru, goyim can't have a biru. So therefore, with poil, goyim have shalva down here in this world. But the koyach, what was supposed to be by goyim? The koyach, they were supposed to kilu suffer down here. In order to get the good life, in Lasa Lovey, the poil they're not getting that in Al Mabon, and therefore they get shalva down here in this world. That's now the poil of the Eden and the Goyim. We have to suffer down here in Al Mazeh because we did Averis in order to get Chayin Yitzchak Averis. They won't suffer down here; they live b'shalva down here. Why? Because they have an Avodah and Yitzchak. That's the Soif Pasuk, the poil. To the Eden and the Goyim. So that's the chiluk between the Mekoyach of the Eden and the Goyim and the Bepoyer of the Eden and the Goyim. So now he's going to come in the morning to go after. The Bekiva, Mitzam the Bepoyer, Bekiva was cool in the Tukum. Bekiva was cool in the Sukum. He was called Bepoil, he was called Kulotoyv. So Rekiva shouldn't have suffered Bechlal. Why did Rekiva suffer? Because since Rekiva was a Ben Gerim, so since he was a Ben Gerim, in other words, he had a certain Klita from Goyim, because he was a Ben Gerim, so therefore, since he had a certain Klita of the Goyim, therefore, and what were the Goyim b'machshava? The going by Machshava was supposed to be what? Nisur and Tchila. So Mitzad Dachelek, Rabban Shalom says, Kach also by Machshava. Mitzad Dachelek by Machshava of the Rabban Shalom's plan that the going should have Tchlos on Nisurin. So therefore, that's why the Rabban Shalom, Kiv was Mevar, that all by Machshava Tchila, what was supposed to happen by the going. And that's why Rabbi Kiv had Nisurin. Chelak HaYisurim that Rabbi Kiva had was the Chelak HaYisurim that was all of a machshava lektchila for the goyim. So the Yidin, he was a matukim completely. The Iker machshava by Yidin was not to suffer. And mitzad that, he wouldn't have had to suffer. However, mitzad the fact that he came from goyim, and mitzad that, and the bepoil of the goyim, he shouldn't have suffered either. But he was masakin the Mekoyach of Goyim. The Mekoyach of Goyim is that he should suffer. And that was the suffering that Rabbi Kiva went through. That's what Rabbi Shalom said, Kach Ola B'machshava. Rabbi Kiva was Mekayim, the Ola B'machshava by Goyim. By all the Goyim, it wasn't Mekayim then. Because they messed it up, and therefore they have Shalva. But Rabbi Kiva was still Shaykh to that Mekoyach of Goyim. And the Mekoyach of Goyim was that it should be B'Yisurim, and that's where Rabbi Kiva had the Yisurim. Rekiva shoy ben gerim al zeh oma kach olo b'machshova. Shoyin shoy eini mitzad b'chira abo elam al zeh. Okay, what do we say? It said, why do Yidin suffer? B'koyach b'machshova Yidin are not supposed to suffer. So why do Yidin suffer? Because they were boicha b'ra. They need to suffer. Mitzad the b'poil, there's nothing wrong with Rebbe Kiva. Chas v'shohem. Shoyin shoy eini mitzad b'chira abo elam al zeh. Rak mitzad shoroshi b'machshova. V'zeh shtoik. And that's why the Ron Shlem said shtoik. We're going up to the Olam HaMachshava now. The EF should hasik dova, the imkein magia lo isim adrega shu istalkes adibo. So if you can't speak, you got to be Rebbe Kiva, dibor. What happened to Rebbe Kiva? Bedibor doesn't make sense because bedibor is the bepoil, and the bepoil he was never boicha bera, so you shouldn't have suffered. So in achanami bedibor, the anhoga doesn't make sense. Or beirze, Rebbe Kiva is a soy teresh bal peh. Kia dua shum it is laila. The ayna sogas Yisrael ba'ilam azem it's adishtadlus to choyme of the vein and lib and hilchas or oma bezoya. That's the zoya kodesh by Mitzrayim. Choyme of leim and veinim, etc. now he's going to be chalitz in olam hazeh and olam between the Toresh B'Tzav and Toresh B'Apeh. Or Yoim, the Or of Light, Shekein Yeh Or Levon and La'osid HaKol Or Atzmik. Or Yoim, which is an Or Atzmik, which is the Levon, is also going to be like that, La'osid Lovib. But Kol Bon and the Or Yoim, who Or Yisbar Chamein Achol Bo Yoim. Vezer Toresh B'Tzav, that's Ksuba Menuch L'chol Mishiyir Tzad Shom Es Oilem Oimrim Oni Yisrael, Terom Es Oilem, say that we are Yisrael, like Mesh Tachum says. To me, Galek, Mistor and Toresh B'Apeh, oh, Toresh, no, so Mitzad, Mitzad the Toresh B'Tzav, the Goyim say we like Yisrael, because that's Mitzad. Where's the chiluk in Eden? The goyim is barak. Tafkin Torah Shabbat Peh. Who am I barak chiluk? So you know, she'af behel am chayish v'choyshech Hashem oyer li. Even in the hell, I'm in the choyshech. Hakadosh Baruch Hu still oyer li. That's on hoga. That's only shayach by Eden. That's shayach by oyer halavona. I'm a kabel by oyer chama. Yisrael moinin on Yisrael moinin on halavona. Ki lo yosachin lechol goy. Who mitzad hadibur? Shu is galus. That's his galus. Shuvim machshava lepoil. The dibur, which is megala the machshava lepoil. So what was the his galus machshava lepoil? So Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is the biro between the yidden and the goy. Mitzad ha-machshava, harei hoi umas ha-oilem ruin li is achshav Yisrael, like we said. The goyim, mitzad ha-machshava, is supposed to be like now the Yidna. Rakshe b'hizgalas, nizbara she'ein akein. When you're talking about b'hizgalas, it's nizbara that it's not like that. Dibur is the hizgalas. So what was nizgala? It was nizgala that the Yidn have, t'chilosay b'yisurim asayf v'shalva. And not the goyim. Torah Shabbat Peh is Tchila Choshech and then is Nehoira. So there lies the chilek between the Yidin and the goyim. The poil, it was Nizbara, now that the Yidin got what was in store for the goyim. So that chilek between the Yidin and the goyim, because that is Nizgala and Nizbara through the beginning of Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, Bira de Rebbe Kiva B'Yichud, he was the Rosh Chachmi Yisrael B'Doyer, like Chazal say, Shashmoy Hoylech Mesoifa Oilem Atsoifa. What does it mean? Soif shmoi hoylech. Vaday hiloch Hashem. Haynu hispashtus kachoisov. Hoya b'chol oinam kuloi. Hispashtus kachoisov is b'chol oinam kuloi. Ki hu koilu lador. He's koilu just like the Yaakov Inu said earlier. Was the whole Klal Yisrael. So too shkein oisi shmoi Yaakov Aleph. Rukiba is oisi Yaakov Aleph. He shurish nevish Yaakov Inu. Koilu kol nefashu b'chol darim Yisrael. So therefore, that's why Rukiba was the Av of Torah Shabbat Peh, and he represents Klal Yisrael, and the Anhog of Torah Shabbat Peh is the Bepoel. It's Torah Shabbat Peh, it's the Dibur is Bepoel. Mitzad the Bepoel, it was Nizbarak that the Yidin are Shaykh to this Anhoga that was originally Shaykh by the Goyim. That's the idea. So when we have a Melchoma, when we have Tchilos and Yisurin and Torah Shabbat Peh, it's Mevar the Chilik between the Yidin and the Goy, that we've taken over what they were supposed to be by Mechshov. So the Shurish Nafshay Be'emes Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. The Shurish Nafshay Rebbe Kiva was Be'emes and Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. So since the Shurish Nafshay Rebbe Kiva was Be'emes Mi'Yisrael, and what was the Shurish Nefesh? What was the Shurish, the Machshava that could plan for the Yisrael? Shalva. All the way along. So what are you going to say? Rebbe Kiva suffered because by the Bechira Ra, it didn't turn out that way? Rekiva wasn't shaykh to that in Hogan Bechlan, because Rekiva, like he says earlier, wasn't Mitzad Bechira about Oil Mazeh. Rekiva was a Shoyrish Dika. So Mitzad Rekiva was a Shoyrish Dika. Mitzad the Yisrael Shaboy.
Shoyrish Hashal.
Shoyrish Hashal. That's why you have to suffer. Like Mikol Moke, Mitzad Shu Ben Geirim, Vaday Hoya Boy Gam Kane is a Shoyrish Mavoisov. He must have had a Shoyrish Mavoisov. Who is a sherish toiv shayagonas behen mitzad she'olubem b'machshava? So he must have had a sherish toiv by the goyim. In other words, since he was a ben geirim, again the bepoil of the goyim, they have shalva. He's got a shaychus to the bepoil of the goyim. That's for sure. He's only got shaychus to sherish. So the mitzad is nefesh of Yisrael, all shalva. The mitzad that he has a sherish of a Ben Gerim as well, so therefore he must have a chelek which is shayach to the shayrish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan to goyim. For kol ma'ilas Rabbi Akiva, he mitzad dibur b'torish v'al peh shu yisoy d'boi nisbar tachlis abir ben Yisrael la'amim sh'ein boi shum chelek mehem klal. Rakmit. In other words, mitzad torish v'al peh, Rabbi Akiva's mevarid, he doesn't have shaykhis. In other words, mitzad dibur poil, Rabbi Akiva's showing that he doesn't have shaykhis faket chas v'sholam to the goyim. Chas v'sholam, doesn't have shaykhis to the goyim. Mitzad dibur poil, mitzad torish v'al peh, which is the dibur, which is the gili. But if you go up from Olam Dibur to Machshava, Shom Yesh is a Dov Toiv Hanimtza Bahem. There is a Chelak Toiv in the Shoyrish by Goyim. The Rebbein Shalom's master plan was that by the Goyim they should have Slif and Shalva, and that was Shekol to Rakiv. Rakiv was Koyda that Shoyrish. So Oisai Kalitas Toiv to Machshava Mi Umesa Olam Megi Eloi HaOinish. That's where he got his Oinish from. After Zu Torah Shabbat Peh B'Dibur Shohoyga Yoyim HaMelayla B'Tana Dibur Loi Shaykh, because Dibur is his Galus, and Mitzad Dibur is not Shaykh Mechlal to the Goyim, so Mitzad his Galus he doesn't deserve any Anhoga by the Goyim. Uwe Machshava Zocha L'Toyv Mo'oid, Machshava Yuzoycha L'Toyv Mo'oid Vua Nohoyre De Imei Shora, the Oyre that lies in the Choshech Mekomokoyim Yoshes Choshech Sisra Klapi Didei Hu Nohoira V'Toyv Mo'oid. Aval Klapi Didon V'As Hu Bereshech Hashoich Rakhir Dei Helem Boem Nagilu V'Chi Eishu V'Choshech Taika Oz Hashem Aradi. So made it therefore the Gilu of Torah Shabbat Peh, which came through Rabbi Akiva, had to be Mekashe Rabbi Akiva, even though Torah Shabbat Peh is the Gilu of Torah, but it's not the Shoresh of Torah Shabbat Peh. Rabbi Akiva had to go all the way back to the Shoyrish of where he was Nimshach from, and that's the Vort, that Torah Shabbat Peh, first is Choshech Fas, and then is Nohoira Fas. Why was that Nisgada through Rabbi Akiva Dafka? Because Mitzad the Shoyrish of a Yid who's Kula Yid, who's not a Ben Gerim, doesn't make sense, doesn't stim with Torah Shabbat Peh. The whole Vort of Torah Shabbat Peh is the Ketchila Choshech Fas Nohoira. Torah Shabbat Peh is the Ora Yoyim, Torah Shabbat Peh is the Ora Laila. That doesn't stim. And then you're out with a Yid who's got a Yichus always. Because it's not that, there's no Chashaycha B'chal. So there's no Havana why it should be Chashaycha B'chal and Ahira. Are you going back to the Shoresh? A Yid, there's no Shoresh of Chashaycha B'chal and Ahira either. So where's the whole Torah Shabbat Peh come from then? It's like Tchil HaChashaycha B'chal and Ahira. Must come from somebody who has a Shoresh in a Ben Gerim, whose original plan was a plan of Tchil HaShoyich and Oden Oyer. That's the Shoresh of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's why you find that Talmud Bavli, Torah Shabbat Peh, the Bechinas Talmud Bavli, comes from Goy, Kilo comes from the Goyishkeit, comes from Apsa Shoresh, from Dafke in Goyishkeit. Because when you go into the Shoresh, that's what was in store from them, Mishayrish. So therefore if Rabbi Akiva would have been Kulay Meyuchas, so it's not the Bepoel, are you going to say the Eden Bepoel that is the Hanoga? But Rabbi Akiva, Mitzad, his Bechira, there was no Bechira Mirah. So Mitzad the Bepoel, there was no Ra in Rabbi Akiva Chas V'Shalom Mechlal, there was no Oynish Roy to Rabbi Akiva Bepoel. So therefore that's why, since Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim, His Tchila Yisurim, Shoyr B'Seif and Shalva, came from the Ben Gerim Shaboy. Which Ben Gerim Shaboy? Only the Machshava. Because Mitzad the Shoyrish of Goyim, Bepoil, Chas V'Shalom Faket, he should have had Shalva down here. Because the Goyim have Shalva down here, Bepoil. So who's Rabbi Akiva exactly? Mitzad the Bepoil of Eid, he never did anything wrong, he wasn't Boicha B'ra. Mitzad the Poil of Eid, he should have had Shalva. Because we've never boicha rabba poil. Tzad the sherish of a yid, should have had always shalva. Tzad the poil of a goy, should have had only shalva. Tzad the sherish of ben gerim, of Hashem's master plan by goy, that's where Rabbi Akiva's tzaras came from. That's where Rabbi Akiva's oynish came from. That's already teeth in the machshava, the kodesh baruch. That's the bot, zu teres of schara. Teres says, kach ara machshava. Now he's not being masakin something that's shaykh chlal to. Not shaykh b'chlal to the oil ma'poil b'chlal. And that Rabbi Akiva was, brought this down into the Mepoel of Torah Shebal Peh. In other words, what's the Mevara from Torah Shebal Peh is, it's very, very tief. What's the Mevara even says at the end of this, the last sentence is about the Rama Mukin, Leuch Leharech, Kaysiyos. We have no idea what he's talking about. So is that the Torah Shebal Peh is a biru. Torah Shebal Peh is a biru between Yidin and Goyim, because Torah Shebal Peh, it's hard to be Koyin, and Torah Shebal Peh is the Chashoich of Ahod and Hoyer. And the Chashoich Ahod and Hoyer really belongs to the Goyim. But when we work through Torah Shebal Peh like that, so then we show it, forget, we were Kilo Yerush, that Tchilosai Kosha Yisurim Yisuf and Shalva. And the Goyim have Kula and Kula, and they have Torah, but they have Chin and Torah if they want, is Torah Shebik Sav, which is, he said, is Ksiva Mancha Lachol Mishi Yerzeh. It's a Shalva type of Torah. You don't need much for that. So that's why Torah Shebal Peh is Mevarek, Kilo, that we got that Chilik, that Anhog of Goyim of Shaykh at Bira Basayf. That's what we yearn from the Goyim through Rav Akiva as a Ben Gair. And Melech, that's Mevarah, that the Goyim, when we look at their Shalva, because their Shalva is their Avadon and Nitzchi. So that's the carrying from the Machshava down to the Bepoel. Dafka through Rav Akiva. And that's the Indian of Derek Shaomru, Ein Adam. Oymed al Dibre Torah and MK Nichshal. No, but you're not Oymed. Person's not Oymed al Dibre Torah and MK Nichshal. Actually, Dibre Torah Nikra Machshei Lazois. Who Pella? Kilo Dibre Torah Machshini Chasushon. Why should the person only be Oymed Dibre Torah when he's Nichshal? Rakoyel be Efshalamay bin Yinache. Hari Hamichshal Hachana El Hamid al Dibre Torah. The Michshal is a Hachana to be Oymed al Dibre Torah. Kimin Shat Torah. Beroish homiyos tikra lirdef achrea calls you to be roidev after it. But koicha yof al hazmin kol min siyatas laadam lamin al dibre Torah. There's all different ways eventually of being oymed al dibre Torah. Gam zeh mechlal siyatas, that being nichshal is also part of the siyatas la hazmin the fun of bahaschala mechshelis klilam al dibre Torah. Kmoi shu briyasa shel oylam. That's the briyasa shel oylam. Kacha Torah sheba nivra oylam. Ha tfus shel maise breishis mistam agam hi kein briyasa shel oylam. So just like the tfus of maise breishis, first it was choshech and then it was yom. So too, that's the way it works. The Hamadas HaOilah works like that, so the Hamadas HaTorah works like that as well. Ezer Sha'omra Chata'eichem Kashonim Alolu Kasturis Abois Mishachis Meir Bereshis. Tzadik uses a lot, Kilo, it's a big limit. Schus. Al-Khatoim, alike, what's Sidurus Abois Mishachis Meir Bereshis. Ayin Shekachu say the Meir Bereshis. That first is Chaita, first we sin. And Kol Avoin is when Shem, HaKol Kach Olu HaMachshova. בהכנה היציא לפועל שמסבר אחר שיוצא מפועל כשאומן על דברי תוירה אחר שנכשל בוי אז מבין איך הנכשל הזה חויה בי צורך וסיבל הזה. Right, so where do we get this anhoga from? This anhoga was nischadish to us. Right, this wasn't an anhoga that was nischadish for Yidin. Look at Chilah, it wasn't going to be a Chilah Chashoich of Hodan Hoyer by Yidin. And the Maisa Bereshis, people who Tachas Abriya, there was such an anhoga. But with Sada Yidin, there wasn't such an anhoga. So Keilu, if there would have been a Zah anhoga by Yidin, so once Yidin Chas V'Shalom Aboiche B'Ra, so then there's no Chas V'Shalom hope for them, because Yidin are not part of that Shaya, not Shayach to that anhoga B'Chas. So there had to be a Havara to get the anhoga, the Briyadika anhoga, that should be Chal by Klal Yisrael, that even after they've sinned, Acha Maisa, they should be able to use this anhoga to find the Or coming to them later. So Moridika Tifuzach, it's hard to explain. If somebody, it's like Shaul Chochma Nefesh Achitas, and Yerushalmi, in Makkas, so mitzad the tshuva is not shaykh. After you sin, that's it. Why? Because somebody was created only to be pure. So if he's not pure anymore, that's the end of him. If somebody was created to have strong mashiachas to ra, and then to flip back, so then it's shaykh. Then it's shaykh. A hope for him. So Torah Shebal Peh, that's really the hope for Klal Yisrael. Because Torah Shebal Peh is the hanhoga of Choshech v'Achakach Or, finding the Or at Choshech v'Achakach Or. That's why the Yidin chapon to the Torah Shebal Peh, because that teaches us the hanhoga that even after we've been choita, even after we had a nichshal, we can still get up again. So since that's the hanhoga of Torah, since that we need to plug into that, so that's why ein adam oymed al dibre Torah elam ki nichshal ba. Because that's a chilek of being koyin a Torah. To be nichshal, have to be nichshal, and then to be avid bar, and that's why we needed the Torah
That's what we need. It's our Torah. Torah Shebal Peh ends up being the hope for us. Okay, it ends up being the hope for us, because it's our Torah Shebiksav. There's no hope if you go the wrong way. Shalu lechachma nefesh achitas. There's no hope. Nefesh tidevra. There's no real hope. There's no tshuva. Tshuva is only nischadish mitzad what? Tshuva is only nischadish mitzad da anhoga that it could be in tchila chashoich v'hoda noir. So Torah Shebal Peh saves us. But who's going to bring us Torah Shebal Peh? It's not anhoga that's shaych v'yid mechal. So on Hogar the Shach Vayid Mechlam. So therefore, through Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Shni Yaakov Inu already killed him. Yaakov Inu's Bikish Lagal of Zakeit came out in the Choshech of Mitzrayim. Hold up, go into a Choshech so that later it can be Or. That was on Hogar. That's on Hogar that's inbuilt in the Shesh Yismei Abreshis, but it wasn't Shaykh the Klal Yisrael, who were Amalim Shesh Yismei Abreshis. So therefore we took it from a shorish that Chal wasn't installed for Klal Yisrael, and the Goyim lost it. It's not just we took it from Goyim. The Goyim lost it. And therefore we got it from the Goyim. Rashi says the first Rashi, beginning of Bereshis, Koyach Masa, Vigid Liyama, Tosis Lem Nachnas Goyim. Shemarom Elistim Atim. Shbarach Hussein, he's in charge of things. This on Hoga of Tchila Chashoichim Achar Kach Nehoira is a Hoga by Goyim. They lost it, so that's why the Rabban Shalom gave it to us. That was all his baris at the beginning of Bria Soila. So that's why there's a Biro taking it from the Goyim at the beginning of Bria Soila. So at the beginning of the Bria Soila, we need to know his baris of whether we're not listing. They lost it, so therefore we got it. Through the fact that we got it, we can find or even b'toch ha-choshech. The goyim can't. They could have, but they missed it. So now it's kuler. When the choshech comes, it's going to be kuler choshech. That's going to be the next world. So meanwhile, they have shalva. In the next world, it's going to be kuler choshech. So it's an hoga. We're lucky with such an hoga because it gives us a hope. זהו נחמה לפרונס, זאת נחמה of the שיר נחמת את הפרונס. ששורש לשון נחמה כמו בעינוכים. Like it says by לשון חרוטל, like it says בעינוכים השם כי עושה זה אדם. So, מה זה פשוט חרוטל? ככה מסנחם מפרוני, somebody has חרוטל שמסחרת על צער העוז, he has מסחר, now he's upset with the צער. וזה כשנסבר לה אחר כך שלא יאכל בפרונס בעולם, ובכין הוא מצטער. כי הבירו שהיה הכון על הטויב, שהוא היה הכון על הטויב, he was really הכון על הפרונס, הוא היה הכון על הטויב. הרי כל דבר נקרא על שם תכליסו. נמצא גם זה היה טויב. So therefore, the person shouldn't be upset with his צער, because it's going to be נסבר, that's מתקן him. כי שורש הספחוס זה הוא על ידי תשובה. The שורש is, this is ספחוס, like we just said. I missed that line, sorry. זה סמיכס שבת הנחמתה לשבת שובה, sorry. That's the smichas of the Shevet Nechemta that finishes by Shabbos before Shabbos Tshuva. Ki shoyu shesaf chuzeh hu lidei tshuva. She gam kin charota al ha-raz shemitzat ha-odom. Zeh bereishis shana, shu ha-schol ha-sazman. Shabbos Tshuva is the beginning of the year. Ha-schol hu is ha-rusa de la-sata. V'soif ha-hu is ha-rusa de la-eila. In other words, the ending of the Nechemtas, which is the end of the year, that's connected to soif. V'ashuv ha-leichem zeh ha-nechemtas. L'scharet ha-peronois. The Hashem is Baruch Shenitzdaru Shazeh Mehashem is Baruch V'chein Hanachoma Mehashem is Baruch Nachnu Achmo'ami Yerim Alakeichem Shehu Amoyin Etzah B'Leiv Advar Mamukim Le'uchel Laharech Keis Yosef. Same way as Tshuva works, you know, when we do Tshuva, that's all because the Seder Habriya is that it's going to be Peronosa and then it's going to be Nechemta. The Kesha between the Nechemta and the Peronosa is when it's Nizgale, when it's Nizgale the Sod, that you shouldn't, that after the Shevet HaNechemta you realize that the Gimel, the Perusa, were all the Chelek of the Toiv. That's like the Sod of Tshuva, where meanwhile we have Charot of the Rabbi, and we did again. It's going to be Nisbara, and that was all part of the Seder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like it's Nisbara that then the Peronis were all really, it's really the Nechemtas. So maybe we rushed a bit, but finish the Seder. But that's a more indicator. It's a more indicator. The whole shorish of Yiddishkeit is based on something that we were koinah from the Omos Ha'ilah. We were koinah from the machshava of the Omos Ha'ilah. That we have hope and we have
person is very close to a melech, he does something, there's no mechila. The melech, melech shemachal koed ein koed, kami moichal. Sana, Klal Yisrael's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, en ma lasat, you can't melech kami moichal somebody who's so close to him. I wouldn't have known what's choyte. So therefore, that's why we had to take it from an original plan for the Musa Olam and adapt that. That's the Bechina of Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva, had to be somebody who's going to be machiach this. Rabbi Akiva had to be somebody who, like he says, that mitzad of Achira Ra, Adam Azayah Chas V'Shalom, his own Yish wasn't there Bechla. So mitzad of Dibor, there was no reason why it should happen to Rabbi Akiva. But mitzad of Machshova, he was maver that Bechina. Have a chinah to Klal Yisrael. There should be hope, and there should be tikva to Klal Yisrael. No, I'm shehelfen. It's Hashem. Shabbos zayicha. Chasiv chasim atoyva. I'm shehelfen. Everything should be mishapich. Mechashoicha lenhoira. And been a lot tichla shana and kilesev. A lot of tzaras this year. And we have to daven and hope. As man shall other mitzvah, shchina my meres, kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi, the ikka tzar is a tzar of God, it's a shchina. So how much tzar there is to the shchina of Doisha this year. The shchina of Doisha is going through tzar the whole time. Ikka Rosh Hashanah, as the Seder Rosh Hashanah Avodah says, it's darben for tzar of God, it's a shchina. And we have to have the tzar, we have to feed the tzar, we have to darben hard, it should be a bechina of tichla, shana, kill the seer. And tochel shana bichaser, should be an oilam, should be a shana bishafchus, Mrs. Hafchus will understand everything was latoiva, and she was zeicha to see the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, benira benigle, and just b'machshova, b'lavada also benira benigle, she was zeicha to be ayin v'ayin nira, and kinichem Hashem tziya, nichem kachol yisel, yosem idbar ke'edem, avosak yagan Hashem, sosa in esimcha, imotzeba v'kol zimra, Mayor of Amen. 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 Need the hemistick a year, going shlainu, shiyem and a tzarasinu die. Masamu is so many tzaras. So down for all the yidin, should be good for all the yidin, that's Hashem. All yidin, I mean, they're full shlaim, should have a full shlaim, all the yidin, the misbarach, the kinderlach should be misbarach, the misbarach, the kinderlach, that's Hashem. As we learn to Rav Tzadik, the Gemalchi is all, should be more and more kinderlach, yidish a kinderlach in the world. Shemzeichet, the hemistick of Malchi is, the Zachroinus, when Hashem should remember, Remember the Akedah Yitzchok. Remember all the mysterious nefesh. In other words, there's no answer to mysterious nefesh. When she remembers Akedah Yitzchok means when she remembers how many Eden there were the Doris. We mamish oikat themselves on a mizbeach and they were burned to death. Akedah Hashem. When she mentions that, that's the biggest. You can talk about Averis, you can talk about everything. When it comes to the Etzem Zach, or even the Poishi Yisrael gave their lives on Akedah Hashem. That's the biggest. When she zoicher that. When she zoicher that. That shows that the Emes Tekayid is still there. The Emes Tekayid is not being regal at Apoel. He doesn't even know that himself. So now we say, Obameh B'Shoifa. The Shoifa, the Godel, is Bo Hoivden Beretz Asher, Nidochen Beretz Mitzrayim. The Shoifa Taka awakens that. The Shoifa Taka awakens that that hidden part, the hidden Koyach of Mesiris Nefesh, is Taka awakened through the Shoifa Godel. Bo Hoivden Beretz Asher, Nidochen Beretz Mitzrayim, Mishtach Ber Hashem, Ha'akoydish B'Yerushalayim, Her B'Yameinu, Amen. Mm-hmm.